Danger has joined us. Doug is a reporter for The Hollywood Reporter. This is not really Hollywood news. It's a kind of an interesting, I don't even know if we call this an attraction that is going to be opening up at Disney. Is it a service? Is it an attraction, Doug? How do you describe this?
First of all, Phil, let me compliment you on your Wolfgang Puck impression there.
Thank you.
Secondly, Phil, I would say that it is part of the attractions that they feature at the theme parks there at Disneyland and Disney World. Now, Disney World has a wedding chapel. That is over on the Seven Seas Lagoon. It's right near the Floridian Hotel. People who are familiar with Disney World would be familiar with the wedding chapel. It's very prominently placed out there on the Seven Seas Lagoon. And young couples who wish to get married can do so there. Interestingly enough, the Roman Catholic Church sort of injected a little bit of controversy into this earlier in the year when they said that they did not recognize Catholic weddings there.
I remember that, yeah. It's kind of a non-denominational little chapel there. They have a minister or something.
That's correct. And the Roman Catholic Church, I think, said that weddings performed there could not be Catholic weddings, I think, was primarily what they were talking about. This that is being proposed right now by Disneyland, Disney World, is a little something different. It has a Native American theme. It is a part of the overall attraction at Disney World, but it goes the other side, I guess, of life from being married, and it might be something that would provoke some controversy. I don't know. Disney World and the Disney organization, Disneyland, all of the people associated with that company certainly are no strangers to controversy, whether it's the production of motion pictures, whether it's their domestic partner policy. They've certainly come under a lot of fire from a lot of people, but it just seems like they're going full steam ahead with a lot of these ideas, and this is one of them.
All right, this has to do with this has to do with not getting married. This has to do with having funerals, correct?
That is correct, yeah. What they're proposing basically is this, that you can have a tasteful Native American-themed funeral at either one of the theme parks, Disneyland or the Magic Kingdom at Disney World, that the funeral for a loved one, I would imagine for a friend, will be serviced by individuals, personnel from the Disney organization, that a minister, a clergyman or clergywoman of some kind would be brought in, and that the funeral itself would be conducted along the thematic lines of Disney World, Disneyland. That is the Frontierland theme, a wilderness theme, a Native American theme.
All right, so first of all, interesting question. Is there a market for Native American themed funerals?
Well, I'll tell you what there is, very interestingly. And again, Disney, it really is difficult to second guess this organization because they always seem to be just one step ahead, just a cut above. There is a market, I think, for some imagination, some creativity in how people are buried. I just read it in an article in the paper today, Phil, where there's a mortuary, I think, in California that is offering cut-rate caskets, cut-rate discount kinds of caskets and funerals. I think people are looking to be more creative, frankly, with how they're buried, how they're going to be interned.
All right, and Disney is kind of jumping on this.
I think Disney sees the curve, and they're jumping on it, yeah. And you can have this funeral. It would have a Native American theme because a lot of the things that Disney has done, certainly with their Frontierland, and part of the theme there is Native American, and with Pocahontas, it might be trying to capitalize on that. But the funeral would entail this. It would be a Native American funeral that would be provided by the park and could be attended, obviously, by all the loved ones, all of the family members, the clergyman of your choice. Also, if you wished, other kinds of ornamentation can be arranged. But the Native Americans used to elevate their dead on a high stand in the trees, in the wilderness, in the forest, or out in the desert. And they would elevate their dead for a number of days before they were eventually cremated. And what they're proposing...
All right, so in other words, you bring your loved one... I mean, what do? You ship the body?
Disney provides for the shipping. So the body would be shipped and...
But you're paying for it, right?
That's correct, yeah. But all of this is taken care of from the city, where you live. Your body is shipped, or the body, I should say.
Well, maybe it will be my body. This sounds pretty good, actually.
Well, just hear this out. The body is shipped to Disneyland. The body is then taken over to Tom Sawyer's Island on the little rafts that they have. Phil, you've seen those?
Right.
The body is taken to Tom Sawyer's Island, which is there in Frontierland. It is taken over very tastefully by Indians.
By Indians?
That's right.
Okay.
The Indians then take the body over to Frontierland. They put it up on the pyre, on the funeral pyre. And this is, I think, the point that I'm trying to make here. The idea of a funeral pyre, that is to cremate the body in full view of the assembled bereaved, it's an interesting concept, I think. In any event, the body is taken over to Tom Sawyer's Island by people in Indian dress. It is then placed on a funeral pyre there in Tom Sawyer's Island.
Now, naturally, let me ask you this. There's people that go to Tom Sawyer's Island?
That's correct.
Are you putting the body on a funeral pyre on Tom Sawyer's Island while there are people there?
Well, that's right, but they have an area that is reserved, okay? For this.
Okay.
And it's at the highest elevation and it is roped off.
So they don't clear off the people from the island?
No. But they do rope off the area where you have the funeral. The body is then put on the funeral pyre. As I say, Indians take it over. Then the body remains there for a couple of days. And then they set fire to the pyre, and the body is then cremated right there on Tom Sawyer's Island.
This is a very private moment, people dying, and you're saying that there's customers?
No, but it's in an area off of Tom Sawyer's Island that most of the people, I think, would be more, you're not going to get a whole lot of people gawking. Is that what you're worried about?
Yeah.
Well, I think, Disney World and Disneyland being a place where tourists go, what they need to do is they need to integrate all of the things they do there. So I think what they're thinking of doing anyway is having this funeral pyre there on Tom Sawyer's Island. And yes, if there are tourists or if there are patrons of the park who want to come by and take a snapshot of a body being set on fire, I don't think that Disney World.
Well, what about the family members? What about?
Well, so you have to understand that if people are taking their loved ones to Disney World to be cremated on Tom Sawyer's Island, I don't think they're going to be bothered by anybody taking snapshots.
That's a very good point. I didn't think about that.
But again, what they'll provide are you can take a picture of your loved one standing in front of the casket if you want to. Tom Sawyer's Island is. Did you know that Tom Sawyer's Island is holy ground?
Holy ground? What, did Native Americans bless it?
That's exactly right. They brought Indians in to bless it when they first made Tom Sawyer's Island. So it is essentially holy ground, and that's something else that people should be aware of. So you bring your loved one to Tom Sawyer's Island. They put him up on a stand. They set fire to the body. Yes, there are some tourists taking some snapshots, but you can watch this happen. And you also, of course, are availing yourself of the Disney personnel.
Well, let me ask you this. When you say Disney personnel, you've got people dressed in Indian clothing?
Well, yes. You have some what they call their cast of characters at Disney World and Disneyland, and they're dressed as Indians. You can certainly have what they call a character funeral. Have you heard of the character breakfasts?
A character breakfast? No.
That's when you have a little breakfast for the kids in the hotels and all the characters come in.
Oh, you mean like, what the hell is it, Chippendale?
Yeah, Chippendale, and they've got the Seven Dwarfs and Pinocchio and all of them. It's a character breakfast. They can provide a character funeral that whereby while your, say, grandmother has just been set on fire, Pinocchio is dead.
Well, that's just it's wonderful.
That's right.
All right, well, hold on for just a second, Doug. We'll talk a little bit more about how you can have your loved one cremated on an Indian funeral pyre on Tom Sawyer's Island at Disneyland. Something to think about. The death sometimes is right around the corner for some people. They want to have a more creative view of how we, go to the great hereafter. Show here with Doug Danger, who does a lot of cultural reporting for the show. We're talking about a proposal from Disneyland and Disney World, both theme parks here in California and in Florida, where they have a wedding chapel where you can get married at Disney World. And I don't know, can you do that at Disneyland, Doug?
I'm not aware, Phil, of a funeral, excuse me, of a wedding chapel at Disneyland, although I'm sure that they provide that service. But this would be a first for both parks.
So you can get buried there, or you're not going to get buried there. You get do the loved ones get the ashes?
Yeah. The what happens is, Phil, you bring your loved one, the body, to Disneyland. The body is cremated atop Tom Sawyer's Island. And then
Casey's getting married at Disneyland.
Scott and Casey?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's anyway, you get your.
Well, I mean, I thought I'd just mention it.
Yeah, that's fine. Anyway, you take your body over, or you take whoever it is over to Disney, to Tom Sawyer's Island. You have the body cremated. And again, you can have a character funeral. That is, you have Pinocchio and Dumbo, and they're all standing around while your aunt or your uncle or whoever goes up in smoke.
I understand.
And then one of the seven dwarfs goes up, and with using a little whisk broom, just sweeps those ashes right into a bag and then hands them to you.
Okay, do you get a photograph of that?
Yeah, you got the funeral cam photo.
Okay, great. Let's go to Fontana on KFI AM 640. Hello.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, it's. I don't know if I'll do it.
Well, let's see. Again, Phil, it's a Native American theme. It's very unusual, but I think a lot of people might be interested in it.
Yeah, well, you know, when the elders of the family come to visit, we always take them to Disneyland. They like it there.
Do they?
They do. And I was wondering if the mourners there at the funeral would actually get like a popcorn or something, because
they will cater it with popcorn and push-ups.
Yeah, the most expensive part of a funeral, you know, is the wake.
Right.
You have to have them all over at your house and stuff like that.
I think it's something kids can enjoy, because you can have the complimentary popcorn and churros for the assembled, for the bereaved, and also fudgesicles or whatever they want to do.
So it's almost festive. It's almost like an Irish wake.
That's true. Only it's Native American, and it has the Disney touch. I would also say that, something Disney has done is they have enlisted the aid of a lot of celebrities. Also, Phil, I failed to mention, you get these pancakes that are shaped like Mickey's head at the thing.
Okay.
But they've enlisted the aid of a lot of these celebrities.
Uh-huh.
Annette Funicello has come out and said she's going to do it this way.
Would we have to pay for the popcorn for Annette?
No, this is all an all-inclusive package.
Okay,
so all-inclusive package.
The regular visitors to Disneyland, we won't have to pay for their popcorn.
If you are just standing around watching the funeral pyre,
you know,
okay, if you're watching someone's grandmother, you know.
Is there a separate area for the bereaved?
There is a separate area. It's roped off, yeah.
But then you got a whole bunch of people there staring at it.
Well, that's what, like I say, Phil, you're not going to go to Disney World to be cremated unless you want people staring at you.
That's true. That's a good point. All right, thanks.
Disney promotion. Thanks, bud.
Thank you very much. 1-800-521-KFI, 213-308, 1-855-201-KFI. Here's Colton on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
How you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm doing okay.
Great.
I'm a Disneyland cast member.
Oh, great.
And I've actually heard these rumors in the locker room backstage.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing was is that I thought they were absolutely crazy for a while, but now I hear you talking about them on the air. And
don't be surprised if they have you get into an Indian getup and paddle somebody's carcass over to
I'm in merchandise.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think that'll happen.
Okay.
But there were a lot of rumors circulating for a while about this, and I know that there were some complications. They were talking about the problems that they may have. You know, I don't know about Disney World, but here at Disneyland we have the Fantasmic Show, which is on Tom Sawyer's Island, but it incorporates a lot of fire special effects and explosions and stuff. And there's also a burning house already on the island. And there was some talk for a while about complications that would ensue with the pyrotechnics and so on and so forth.
Really?
Yeah. And of course, it just sounds insane, but it is a rumor that I've heard.
Do you know about this, Doug?
I have not heard about that. The only thing that I've heard that they said might be a problem, this doesn't have anything really to do with the funerals, is that Pirates of the Caribbean, which is just reopened, apparently there's circumcisions that are available in the...
In Pirates of the Caribbean?
That's my understanding, yes.
Now I've not been on the ride. Is that the pirates are performing circumcisions?
Yeah, you can have a... No, you can have a pirate moil do it.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean a pirate moil?
Well, that's what I'm hearing about anyway.
You know, with, Disney reopened Toontown a while back, and they had all these new interactive things. And I know that the new big wave with Disney was interaction with the guests, with their audience.
So, in other words, you bring your baby into Pirates of the Caribbean, you're enjoying the show, and there's a pirate moil there.
That's right.
And if you're Jewish, you can just get off the boat, have the baby circumcised right there?
In the attraction, that's my understanding, right next to the Blue Bayou restaurant. So while people are eating, so while people are having, say, some lamb chops, well, there's the kid just snip, snip, snipping away.
Well, that just sounds appetizing as hell.
Thank you.
All right, well, listen.
All right, Phil.
Okay, man.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Doug Danger with us talking about the new attraction, interestingly enough, at Disney World Disneyland, which is to have your loved ones cremated on Tom Sawyer's Island. Diamond Bar and KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Well, once I stopped laughing, I thought this was a pretty good idea. A little morbid, but that never stopped Disney before.
Well, I'll tell you, Disney has always done things that, first off, upsets people. But they gradually get used to it, and I'm going to tell you something right now. I really believe people are going to take advantage of this.
Absolutely. I think you can supplement this, though, by putting a funeral cam on the Internet.
Well, I think they have some plans, proposals in place where you can have it videoed. You can have this put on the Internet if you want to. You can take the videotape home with you if you want to.
What about this idea of having, what was it, one of the seven dwarfs sweep the ashes off?
Well, what they want to do is include the character theme. And so they just sweep it. They sweep the ashes into a bag.
And then what?
Then they give the bag to you.
I think it's a great idea.
So wait a minute. I just had my grandmother cremated on a funeral pyre on Tom Sawyer's Island. Sleepy sweeps all of her ashes into a bag and they hand it to me?
Yeah.
And then that's it?
That's right.
And then I walk out of there with a bag.
Well, I don't know. What are you...
Well, it's just as weird that I'm getting a bag from a dwarf with my grandmother's... What do? Go over and ride Splash Mountain?
If you want. I don't know what your point is.
Well, when does the actual funeral take place?
Actually, what they're going to do is they'll have 3 days a week where they will have these. One of them will be a Sunday, then they'll also have Monday and Wednesdays. So it won't be going on all the time.
So Tom Sawyer's Island will not be taken up with a lot of dead bodies being burnt.
That's correct, yeah.
Hey, that's great, guys.
Well, thanks for calling, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And here is Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Phil. Listen, this is ridiculous. It's going to be like everything else at Disneyland, another huge line.
Are people standing around?
You know, look how many people show up there, even if they knock them off in, what, 12 minutes?
Well, I think I agree with the caller from the standpoint that I know when Funicello goes up, they're probably, when they have a lot of these celebrities, in other words.
They're going to torch, Annette Funicello says she wants to go this way.
That's
well,
right.
And that's another whole day. I mean,
that's a whole
what are you
day,
supposed
yeah.
to do, push the stiff around in one of the baby strollers until it's your time?
What they do is they bring it over, the cast members bring it over. Okay.
Well, then what happens, so say I'm parked out in Pluto, I'm supposed to get it from there to the front entrance?
Yeah, Pluto, what Pluto will do is wheel it over in a very gaily decorated turn-of-the-century kind of horse and buggy, and then they remove it.
What, Pluto is pushing this thing? Or?
Well, one of the characters, right.
I mean, like, the parking lot is huge, and, you know, gets them, before you know, listen, I'm not a bigot, but before you know it, all the Japanese are going to be bringing over their relatives to do it here. It's ridiculous. Let them do it to the one in France if they want to.
Is there going to be a special area in the parking lot where you can cart the body?
Yeah, there'll be an area, a special tram. You know how you go over from your car to the gate on a tram? And they'll have a carcass tram, or I don't know what you call it, a stiff tram. But anyway, you can put the bodies on that, and they'll take it over. Then they put it on a boat. They sail it over there. You know, you guys are making a big deal out of nothing. It'll be great.
No, keep it to the one in France, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Well, thank you, sir. All right, 1-800-521-KFI, 213-318-1852-1KFI.
Euro Disney won't do this. The French are too, I think the French... For some reason, they say that this is disrespectful to the dead. The French will...
Euro Disney is not going to have this.
No, and neither will the one in Tokyo. Disneyland Tokyo will not have that either. Matter of fact, they try to propose all of this, but the French and the Japanese, they can't... they don't get with it. They don't understand it.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I don't understand it either, but hey, you know, who am I? I mean, the idea, as far as I'm concerned, is a little goofy. Here's Bishop on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yes, I have a few concerns. I'm a young Native American. I'm 21 years old.
Oh, great.
And I know that this practice of us, it's a stereotype that, you know, only, that's only a plains practice where they put them up, you know, on Well, what did you call it again?
It's like a pyre, a funeral pyre.
Yeah, that's strictly a stew practice from what I understand. And I know for every tribe it's different. I mean, I'm half Paiute and I'm half Shoshone from the Great Basin area, and even within those two tribes they're distinctly different. And I know that for every tribe it's a whole nother type of religion and belief in the afterlife and how you're going to make it there.
You know, it's interesting. I live on Shoshone Avenue here in Los Angeles, so I wanted to say that. So you're saying that
what the young man is saying is that it's a distinct practice, particular to a given tribe or nation, if you will, right?
A plains tribe, and if
yeah.
Okay, and this is in Disney,
yeah, a nation
Disney
filled
world,
world
right?
A tribe.
And this is in Disney World, right?
Where it's a Disney, it's a Disneyland and Disney World, but it's
okay.
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be on Tom Sawyer's Island.
I see.
You know.
Okay, well,
does that help? Does that make it better?
Well, actually, no, because it's still kind of stereotyping and generalizing us, saying that we all live in like teepees and we all don't live.
Oh,
no.
But this is a 19th century motif. So what they'll do is they'll have the Indians, you know, wearing the buckskins with the headband with a feather coming up. Is that what you do?
Isn't that what you do?
Well, I'm asking the young man. You're native Indian, right?
Yes.
Okay, so do you wear a headband with a feather coming up?
No, we're talking modern days. I mean, that no one goes around like that anymore.
Well,
let's be realistic.
No, that's right, but 19th century they did, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what they'll do is we'll have a big busted squaw or some damn thing like that, and what are you laughing at?
He's a Native American. What do you mean a big busted squaw? What is this, a cartoon?
Oh,
Phil, I didn't come up with the idea. I'm saying that what Disney's going to do is they'll have a squaw, you know, with a nice set, and she'll paddle the dead body over to Tom Sawyer's Island. They'll stick it up on one of them Indian things. You say the Indians don't do it, right?
No, plus I would expect better morale coming from the Disney Corporation business or whatever, you know, a better judgment on their behalf in representing the tribe. It's a pretty sensitive issue because,
well, you know how it is. I mean, an Indian's an Indian to most folks. I mean, you just put them in a feather and let them go and set fire to something. I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, the guy is talking about culture here. He's talking about a distinct culture to the Shoshone as opposed to the Sioux. By the way, the Sioux is actually the Lakota.
Yes.
Okay, Sioux is actually a derogatory term, isn't it?
Yes.
It means my enemy, right?
Yes.
So they were referred to as the Sioux. The Shoshone referred to them as the Sioux, right?
Yes.
They refer to themselves as the Lakota.
Where the hell do you get all
that's
this
like,
stuff?
Well, I lived in Minnesota for a year, so I... Go ahead.
That's like saying, just generalizing all white people when you guys are distinctly different. There's Germans, there's Irish, there's...
Well, whatever, but we're going to have some Indians that will have bows and arrows, and they'll have a 10-arrow salute. Okay, so they'll shoot the arrows up there when a guy gets set on fire. I don't know what the problem is, but what I think your concerns are legitimate, sir. I think you should address the Disney people about this.
Yes.
The Pinocchio thing, does that bother you?
No, the Native Americans didn't have Pinocchio standing around sweeping the ashes off.
Well, they want to do the whole character thing. I don't know.
And if there's more Native Americans out there in the listening audience, please call in.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I would like to hear from them too. But,
well,
know.
I think what you can do is you can call Disney if you're a Native American. You have concerns. You don't want to see people cremated on Tom Sawyer's Island. You can call Disney, and I'm sure that they're good people there. They'll listen to your concerns.
Well, I mean,
I don't think there's any chance stopping it now. It's
yeah. That's people's business. That's what they want to do. I mean, to me, that's really, really like a phony type of thing to me.
Yeah, right. Well, whatever. I mean, it sounds kind of cool to me, but I mean, I don't want to disrespect nobody, you know.
Oh, yeah, a minute ago, Phil, you said you thought you'd do it.
Well, I got this Native American guy. I don't want to upset him. Anyway, thanks for calling, sir.
All right, you're welcome.
1-800-52.
A minute ago, you said you thought you'd do it. Now you get an engine on the line, and now all of a sudden you're trying to be Mr. Sweet.
I don't want to be upset. I don't want to offend anybody. Is there something wrong with that? Here's Long Beach on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hey, Phil, what's up, man?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine.
You know, I kind of think this guy is not really telling the truth, man, because the way he's laughing, you know, saying you're going to torture grandma.
Well,
like
it seems kind of funny to me, but the concept, I think, is sound. It just seems kind of funny. You take your grandmother over on Tom Sawyer's Island on a canoe. You know, your grandmother's being carted in a canoe, and then they put her up on a funeral pyre that's roped off so that kids don't put their all-day suckers all over her. And then you got you've got a guy who's dressed like Br'er Rabbit setting fire to her. See, I think there's something strange about that.
Dude, that's hilarious, though.
It would be cool to have Aladdin fly right over when they're burning Grandma, you know, just have him sail right over there, you know, right through the smoke or something.
Wait a second. This is a Native American thing.
That's right.
Well, what do you mean Br'er Rabbit's going to set fire to her?
Well, that's what they said. Dumbo swoops down in the middle of the proceedings, and... So
some guy in a Br'er Rabbit costume sets fire to your grandmother on Tom Sawyer's Island. This is supposed to be a legitimate Native American thing?
That's insane, dude.
Call up Michael Eisner, dude. I didn't make this stuff up.
That's impossible. I mean, that's great, but it's impossible.
I'll tell you, if it does exist, I want to do it.
I'll tell you what, it's in the Hollywood Reporter today. I reported on it, and Variety reported on it.
Variety had this?
Variety had it today, that's right.
Well, I know they got the wedding chapel. I didn't know that they'd go so far to have a funeral.
I think Disney is trying to take the sting out of death, trying to take the fear out of it. I think it scares a lot of kids, and I think they're trying to help people cope with it.
Well, there's coping with it, and there's having Pinocchio whisk the ashes off into a bag. All right, anyway, thanks for your call.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, bye-bye. 1-800-521-KFI, 213-318-5201-KFI. Br'er Rabbit sets fire to it. Phil Henry with Doug Danger here talking about interesting, bizarre, strange, unusual proposal that Disneyland and Disney World will perform Native American cremations on Tom Sawyer's Island for you if you'd like. Your loved ones, whatever. Here is Santa Monica on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, this has got to be a joke, right?
Doug, who did you speak with the Disney organization?
This was a press release, Phil.
Where did this press release come from? Is it like on the internet or something? I can go take a look at it? Because I simply don't believe this.
It came directly from the Disney Office of Public Relations, which stated simply that Disney was considering for the 1998 season, because they configure everything in terms of seasons, that they would begin having Native American cremations.
And the whole bit about Pinocchio?
Yeah, all of that. The characters are involved in it. One of the things I thought was interesting, that they, if you want, they'll have a parade for the body right down Main Street.
Wait a second. What do you mean
today?
What's that?
It came out today?
Yeah, when did it come out?
No, this came out earlier. It came out like late last week. About this.
So they're going to parade parade the stiff down the street?
They have a very tasteful little demonstration going down the street. Of the body, they'll take it over to Tom Sawyer's Island.
All right, so you got two guys dressed as Indians, stick the stiff in a canoe.
Yeah, they paddle it over to the island.
They paddle it over to the island.
That's right. Up on top of a funeral pyre, and then one of the characters, I don't know, Winnie the Pooh or somebody, puts a match to it. I understand why the gentleman finds it funny, because it is kind of funny. I'm just reading from the press release.
Winnie the Pooh puts a match to it, and then what?
Then they have the ceremony. The minister, whoever, says some words while the body is being cremated.
And they all stand there and sing "When You Wish Upon a Star."
Well, no, what they do is they've got two guys with boat oars to make sure the body doesn't fall off the pier.
Well, that's just fantastic.
Isn't that tasteful?
Yeah, that's great.
I don't even believe that.
You got to call him up, man. I'm going to call him tomorrow.
I'm going to go down tomorrow and just like walk in the front door and say, hey, you guys going to bury me?
Where can I get burned? Well, did you pay your admission? Yeah, you've been burned. Anyway, thank you. Thanks for calling, sir.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, 1-800-521-KFI. Here's San Diego on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Great.
Actually, I was curious because I heard that after the services that there was an afterlife expert that could take you on a tour of the haunted house.
Isn't that cute? Did you make that up?
Pardon me?
Did you make that up by yourself?
I did. But I thought it
Well, that
like
it's, it
idea.
Makes sense. It makes sense as long as they're...
Let me just... hold on for a minute.
Pardon me?
All right. No.
No, it makes sense is what I'm saying.
I thought
you can burn the body there on Tom Sawyer's Island, go to the Haunted Mansion, and pay him a visit.
Well, you know, that I was thinking about the part when you sit in the cart and that ghost sits with you.
Yeah, it could be somebody. Hey, that's a good idea.
You know, you could call up Disney World, suggest that, get a photograph of your loved one, have Grandma right there, one of the dead people, you know, creeping around.
Well, it'd be great. It'd be a great way to say your final goodbyes.
Could be Grandma there.
I recognize a few of those ghouls. All right, thanks.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. It's goofy. People find it very difficult to believe, and yet
it's an idea that they're proposing, Phil, and they've given a couple of different configurations on it. I don't know.
Laguna Niguel on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah. Are you guys really serious about this?
Apparently, it's serious. Apparently, it is serious. Yeah. We're making jokes about it, but
that's like, I don't know. I mean, I sure as hell wouldn't want to be cremated by Dopey or Goofy. You know, would you?
Well, I like the idea of a Native American cremation. I think it's very colorful. You're right. I wouldn't want to be cremated by an Ewok or I don't know whatever.
Yeah,
whatever,
I mean, and then have Minnie Mouse sitting there with your family.
I tell you what, I wouldn't mind having my ashes hauled by Minnie Mouse, though.
Isn't that a funny thing?
I mean, throw it in.
Yeah.
Isn't it supposed to be the happiest place on Earth?
Have you got an example of this?
We do have an example, Phil. This is the actual parade that would happen as their body is being taken down Main Street.
This is the music.
That's right, Phil. This is the music that you would hear as the body's being taken down Main Street.
Well, that's very nice. So my body's getting carted.
That's right. Now, what happens, Phil, is now you're over on Tom Sawyer's Island, and the priest says a few words, and here's what it sounds like.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Isn't that nice, Phil?
That's really great.
Why? Because we like.
Yeah, that's Grandma.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.